You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is July 11th, 2023, and I am your host, MP Holmes, delivering today's headlines. 1. Queen Victoria statue in Kitchener's Willow River Park vandalized for sixth time in 3 years. 2. New Waterloo Regional District School Board trustees appointed, including son of late trustee. 3. Council approves construction of over 5,000 residential units, and more to come. 4. Laura May Lindo, outgoing MPP for Kitchener Centre, endorses Debbie Chapman in the upcoming by-election, date still unknown. 5. The Canada Revenue Agency issued the grocery rebate payments to eligible Canadians on July 5th. One, Victoria statue in Kitchener's Willow River Park vandalized for sixth time in 3 years. Last Thursday morning, June 29th, Kitchener residents woke up to more red paint on the old Queen Vic statue in Willow River Park. This is the sixth time the statue has been vandalized in the past 3 years. Police are investigating, and the city of Kitchener told CBC News that the paint will be cleaned within a few days and cost approximately $3,000. Messages were painted on the side of the statue, including the words genocide, famines, and wars. 2. Two new Waterloo Regional District School Board trustees appointed, including son of late trustee. At the last school board meeting in June, two new Waterloo Regional District School Board trustees were appointed. In total, 13 people vied for the open Waterloo-Wilmot seat, while 6 people vied for the open Woolwich-Wellesley seat. In the end, Samantha Estoesta and Joseph Meisner respectively won the seats. The board issued a statement which said that Meisner and Estoesta were carefully selected following a diligent application process. Samantha Estoesta was appointed as the new Waterloo-Wilmot trustee. Estoesta is an advocate and product manager who specializes in social innovations, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Even our youngest students are not unaware of real-world issues. We cannot pretend that they do not desire a way to improve the world or a safe way to discuss it. We as a school community can either meet students where they are at and give them the opportunities to create a better world, or they will do it without the support of their school community.
Joe Meisner, a biochemistry prof at Laurier and son of the late Fred Meisner, who held this post up until his untimely death last month, was picked to fill the Woolwich Wellesley seat left open by his late father.
Why I'm here is rather simple. I'm here to finish what my father had started. For most of you, you do know that my father was Fred Meisner, and I want to be here to make sure that that chair is filled with someone who had his vision.
3. Council approves construction of over 5,000 residential units. Kitchener City Council has approved another 15 blocks of housing. Most of these new high-rises will be at the new development at 321 Cortland Avenue, which is the former Schneider's facility. This development is by GSP Group and Auburn Developments and will contain 3,345 rental units, including some three-bedroom options. The project is estimated to be finished in 2035. 462 residential units are going up at the southwest corner of Victoria and Park Streets, and then also another 600 units are scheduled between Bleams Road, Highland Road in Spadina, and 1000 New Dundee Road, which is close to the Blair Creek Natural Area in Dune South. There are also two new public meetings this week regarding proposed developments. The first meeting is Tuesday, July 11th, from 7 to 8 p.m. on Zoom, and we'll be discussing the development of a 55-story, 622 residential unit development in a mixed-use building at 417 King Street West, which is at King and Francis, downtown Kitchener, where Ziggy's Bike Shop used to be. The second meeting focuses on a proposed development at 1154 Queens Boulevard, which is south of Belmont Avenue on Queens Boulevard, in a block of residential houses. The meeting will take place on Thursday at 7 to 8, also on Zoom. The proposal is to remove the existing single-detached dwelling and replace it with a three-story multiple-dwelling building that contains 10 units. You can find more details about these meetings and the Zoom links on the Kitchener City website, or they will also be listed on the show page of the CKMS website. 4. Laura May Lindo, outgoing MPP for Kitchener Centre, endorses Debbie Chapman in the race for MPP. Lindo confirmed her choice on Twitter, where she also commented, Had childcare been deemed an eligible expense at Queen's Park, I could finish my term. Sadly, as a single parent, I could not afford to be an MPP. Kitchener Centre deserves full representation. Lindo described how she often has to pay for overnight childcare due to the requirement she be in Toronto for work, which is not reimbursed. This results in additional childcare fees of up to $8,000 a year, which comes out of her own pocket. Ontario's MPP's base salary has not been increased in 14 years. The Ontario Finance Minister said while people are struggling due to increasing costs, politicians should not be getting raises in a news release. In Ontario, an MPP's salary is $116,000, about two times the average Ontarian salary. The 30-member cabinet each receive $165,000 a year, while 43 PC MPPs earn nearly $140,000 for serving as parliamentary assistants. In total, 73 of the 83-member Ontario PC caucus already receive between 19 to 42% above base salary. Ontario's Integrity Commission called current laws problematic and urged the legislature to overhaul compensation laws. Laura May Lindo has been MPP for Kitchener Centre since 2018, and the by-election has been triggered because she is stepping down. Debbie Chapman has secured the nomination for the NDP party. Aisling Clancy will be the Green Party candidate. Kelly Stice is the Liberal candidate. No one else has yet come forward, and the PCs have not nominated anyone yet. The date of the by-election has not been set as yet. 5. The Canadian Revenue Agency issued the long-awaited grocery rebate payment to eligible Canadians on July 5th. The one-time benefit was first unveiled as part of the 2023 federal budget. The food inflation-focused affordability measure is set to roll out to approximately 11 million low and modest income Canadians and was unveiled as a measure to help to offset higher grocery bills due to inflation. I spoke with Peter Fragaskotis, who is the MP for London North Centre and also the Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of National Revenue, and he was in Kitchener to help roll out and answer questions about the grocery rebate.
11 million Canadians, including over 100,000 here in Kitchener-Waterloo, will get this support. This is for modest and lower income earners that are going through, as so many are, a difficult time with inflation. But we want to focus here on making sure that those who are particularly vulnerable get that support. And so if they were eligible for the support that was allocated in January, the same rebate top-up to the GST-HST credit was made available then they will be able to get this assistance again.
And those are the headlines for July 11th, 2023. I'm your host, MP Holmes, and thank you for listening. The music on today's show is called Reggae Music, Upbeat, Chilled, Happy Island, Easy Jam. And it's by We Have a Tripod. This program is a part of a local journalism initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.